Yo, everybody come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it. You have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream, but that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible, that some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dreams. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. Invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibility.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel, you know, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a doctor. Listen to me, you can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I'm telling you to get to a place where people don't like you, but don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. As we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and saying to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
Let's go, man. Let's go. You are live on the grind, man, with Nate and Pam McCray, man. We are super pumped, super fired up, and excited this morning, man. This is the realest show ever. We bridge gaps on this show, and you guys know the spiel. We're going to say some stuff on this show that's going to make some people sad. We're going to say some stuff on this show that's going to make some people mad. But that's all right. We're going to say some things on this show that's going to bridge some gaps. And it's going to make some people very happy because we've learned in life, Pam, that you cannot please everybody.
No, you cannot.
You just cannot. So get in where you fit in, man. We love y'all. Thank y'all out there on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys out there on Instagram. Thank you out there on Facebook. The grind, Pam. What's going on with you this morning?
I mean, everything. Everything is everything. Everything is going on. It's another great day. Happy Tuesday to everybody jumping on the grind. I can tell you one thing that's going on is it is very, very, very cold outside. All right. In Las Vegas. Oh, my. OMG. All right.
Oh, my Jesus.
Right.
You're about to say it right. Oh, my Jesus.
I'm not trying to combine God and Jesus
right.
In the same time. It's like, why? Are we waking up to like 32 degrees? Okay, it's freezing point out there for real. And so it's cold outside, but it's warm on the inside. So that's the greatest thing. But
the desert, baby. It's funny because people think of the desert. Yeah, they think of the desert. they think of heat. And I gotta say, I thought of that too. I thought it was just hot in the desert, but that was before I went to the desert back in 91 actually. That's before I went, and I realized that it's cold in the desert at night, and it's hot during the day. So I learned that. So now there are climates when you go in like that time of year, like it's getting ready to get super hot. And we're going to be hoping that this cold is somewhere around the corner because it's getting to get 110.
I know. Well, you know what? I gotta definitely make sure I get my brother, Daryl, because he told us, oh, it doesn't get cold in Vegas. No, you won't even need a coat. It's freezing. Okay?
Then when we got here, they said, oh, it gets cold.
Right. It gets cold.
Today is Take It Back Tuesday, as always, every Tuesday, Take It Back Tuesday. But we know that 7 days a week is Take It Back, guys. But we dedicate Tuesdays to taking it back, man. And today is no different. You know, what are you dedicating yourself to taking back today? It's not what we want to talk about, but we most certainly want to put you in that frame of mind, man. Wake up today and say, I'm taking it back. I'm not giving myself over to the enemy any longer. Sometimes we do it unknowingly, but it happens. How do we give ourselves over? We give ourselves over, Pam, by not actually chasing our dreams, chasing our goals.
Right. Allow things to take you off course and things of that nature.
Right?
Well, I think it's perfect timing because, you know, as we talk about taking it back, taking the things back that we know that we need to have in our lives, that we deserve to have in our lives, it's a new month. So we looked up, y'all, and January just came and went just like that, okay? You know, and it's been a month in which, you know, there's been some amazing things happen. It's been a month in which we realized that life is not promised to us tomorrow as we lost, you know, industry great Kobe Bryant, his beautiful daughter, and all of the other beautiful families that, you know, were on board that jet, that whatever it was, that helicopter, right, that are no longer here. So, you know, we have to realize that tomorrow's not promised to us. So we got to get up every day and we have to live life to the fullest and enjoy life because it truly is a precious gift. And so we all looked up and January was here and January is gone and it's now February. And so it's a great time for each and every one of us to really assess things and to understand that we really have the power to be in control of our life and to take the things back that we've allowed the enemy to come in and to really make us feel like we're not good enough, to make us feel like we don't deserve it, to make us feel like, you know, just because the no's and things are not happening right now as we want it, to, you know, not understand that it's all a part of our process. And to get up every day and to just keep on fighting, but in the midst of the fight, to enjoy life, to never take a moment for granted, to keep things in order for real, because you can get up and you can grind every day. But if you're grinding and you're not allowing yourself to enjoy the moment, to live in the moment, to realize that it's got to be God's family and everything else, you know, in that order. And, you know, so that you don't look up and find yourself, you know, grinding your entire life. And the very reason why that you were getting up and grinding, you've forgotten about that, and it's too late.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So everything, keeping everything in context, understanding that tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
So you got to work hard today. Treat today like it's the perfect day. You know, we heard Les Brown just say on the audio, you know, that most people, you know, they're born, they get a job, they raise a family, then they die.
Right.
Right. And that's true because most people don't chase their dreams. Most people are just going through life as zombies and don't even realize it. And it's not something that people do with intention.
Right.
It's something that's lost in translation. Along the way, they've lost something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a part of this conversation, if you have something to say on what we're saying, guys, then dial in live to the grind, 646-668-2564. right? 646-668-2564. Dial in live and let's make sure that your voice is actually heard this morning. If you have something to say on the topic, because I know there are some people out there right now that are going through some things in life and they're ready to quit. And that may be you, that may be somebody that's going to listen to this broadcast a little bit later. But, you know, if you listen to what we're saying in context, in the context of your life, and you start to realize that, man, I am now, you know, 25 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, and I haven't done a fraction of the things that I said I wanted to do, right? And the million-dollar question is why? Why? Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's some things, fam, that people actually want to do that, you know, is on their bucket list and they're still trying to get to that point. But, you know, where are you on your bucket list, right? Where are you on your bucket list? Things that you want to do before you leave this earth, right? So what are the things right now that you have been doing? Now you're 30 years old, you're 40. Now let's take assessment of where we are, right? Let's take assessment. Yeah, or you're 50 now. There's some pivotal ages that you hit. When you get half a century old, you know, there's some eye-opening things. But we always say, guys, don't wait until, you know, you get, you know, that age to actually start to do those things. You have to run ahead and run ahead of the curve and get there quicker than everybody else, right? The first to market, right? I always say the early bird gets the worm.
Absolutely.
Right? So what are the things that you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing? It could be a business.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more time with your kids. It could be, you know, you're looking for a job that pays you money. It could be that you want to start a business that you've never thought about, you know, really, you never put your mind to start. You think about it all the time.
Right.
But you actually don't do it. What's your motivation in life? You know, what is your motivation? Why are you doing what you do? And most people wake up every Monday morning, bam, and they actually hate that they have to go out to a job.
Right.
And when that happens, people hate it, but they don't do anything about it. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why I believe people don't. And there may be a lot of reasons why. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why I believe that people don't get up and chase their dreams. Is because I think the longer time goes by, the more time that goes by, the more of a sense of urgency that people have to be impatient. The more of a sense of urgency people have to be impatient. And
they want it right now.
They want it right now.
Not willing to embrace
not
the
willing
process.
To embrace the process. So what happens is they just say, I want this thing and I feel like I've lost so much time, so I gotta make it happen right now. And then you fail. Yeah, you fail. But when you fail, you know, you fail real hard because you were running real fast, right? You weren't counting, you know, what was happening. You weren't waiting, going through your process. You wanted it all right then, and you weren't ready for it all right then. But people get impatient about what they want, and they think that, okay, I can't get it. I can't get it because I'm trying to get it so fast to a point to where now I'm impatient, and they just give up.
That's what I believe. I believe that's through patience, because we live in a microwave society. We want it right now. One of the reasons why I believe people don't get up and decide to do something different too, in addition to that, is a lack of belief. Lack of belief and just really believing and knowing that it's possible for you to really change the course of the situation, the direction in which you're going in. So I believe that if a person would first and foremost begin to believe that they're possible, that they can turn things around. And then in the process, they're going to embrace the patience. But from that belief is where I think everything just falls out to an addition to it.
Right.
Just like you said, it's so many things, you know, because belief is going to counteract everything. Belief is going to take care of the lack of patience.
Right.
Belief is going to eliminate fear. Belief is going to eliminate doubt. So I believe that many times people stay in that same position, because I know that was me. I'm just relating it to the person that I was and understanding who I had to become and who I need to continue to become every single day. Is it all began with my belief level in me, my belief level in believing that, you know, I too could accomplish my goals and my dreams in life as I get up every day and continue to fight for the goals and the dreams that, you know, I want to see happen.
I'm glad you expounded on that.
Right.
I was going to ask you that, too. What are you believing in?
Yeah.
Right? So that's
right.
That's good. I'm glad you expounded on that.
Right. And so, you know, I just think that everything spawns from that. You know, the confidence, everything, to now knowing that you can, again, move from point A and get yourself to point B. But it's got to start up here, and it's that you're changing your mental capacity and your belief level that now is going to allow you to overcome everything.
So it's the belief, so it's the self-confidence that we're talking about.
Right.
So it's self, we talked about time management before.
Uh-huh.
We all know that we can't manage time. Time is the thing that keeps going no matter what.
Right.
But we can self-manage.
Right, self-manage ourselves.
Self-manage
Absolutely.
Ourselves. So when we get to that point in life where there are some things that we know we wanted to do that we haven't even remotely started to do,
mm-hmm.
right, then we have to get to that mode where we say, okay, can I still grab this? Can I still obtain it?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to absolute truths and we go to truths.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for me, I can remember when I first started playing golf,
uh-huh.
right? And I got kind of decent at it. I'm not even going to say I was good. I got decent at it, but I had some
real
belief.
Good singing out there, you know, not telling me you was on the golf
course. Right,
yeah,
sneaking out to the golf course. But that was the passion. That was the passion. But
and
my thing was.
And you couldn't.
Right, I always call. But my thing was actually always believing that I could get my PGA card.
Right.
Now, could I have back then? I probably could have dedicated myself enough to it to have said, and got my PGA card. But now, can I still get my PGA card? I can, and probably play on the seniors tour, right? Because because I'm a little older. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
You know, that's 15 over. But, you know, the absolute truth of that is I could. Right, I could still go out and do it if I wanted to dedicate myself to it, right? But what level am I gonna play on now?
Mm-hmm.
What league am I gonna play in? I don't know even what the seniors tour is. I think you have to voluntarily go for the seniors tour. But I think most guys my age, you know, when they get to be around 55, which is 68, hey, well, let me go over here and play with guys that are like my age. No. No, there's a PGA seniors tour.
Okay.
These are all of the golfers that, you know, were playing on the higher level as they were younger.
Okay.
Right? The younger golfers.
Uh-huh.
They now they've gotten older.
Okay.
So they go and play with guys that are more their age, which
all right.
makes a lot more sense.
I understand.
So that's the truth and the absolute truth of the matter.
That's good.
I can't recapture that dream in its entirety, but I could capture a portion of it. But now what we're telling you now is time to dream again.
Right.
It was time to redream.
Redream, and you said some key things in just sharing that. Where you mentioned again belief, you could do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had that belief and that dedication,
right.
That was key. Belief and dedication, because when you believe and now you begin to dedicate, that's when your dreams become your reality, and you're able to take back the things that you want to take back in your life. Because I could take that back to, you know, when you don't believe. Nothing's gonna happen. Cause I remember the first time, many people don't realize, but I was a real estate broker, right? Prior to TLC licensed in two states. Oh, actually owned my own real estate firm at one point in time in North Carolina. But I remember when I first decided that I wanted to get into real estate, and and I remember going to take the class. And I just did it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the job that I was working for after I got pregnant with Christian. They let me go because I wasn't eligible for a leave, but they hired me, and I told them I was pregnant. But anyway, that's a whole other story, right? So I said, don't worry about it. I got it for y'all. I ain't coming back to corporate America. I appreciate you for giving me my release to be
right,
free, right?
Right, right.
And so back then, I remember I took advantage of unemployment, so I couldn't take advantage of it anymore, right?
Right.
But I went and, you know, I decided to get my real estate license. And because I just did it and I really didn't believe in what I was doing, I kind of just went through the process, and I ended up failing that course the very
mm-hmm.
first time. And I took the long way. Like, I did this thing for about 3 months and had the nerve to go in there and fail, right? So I didn't even pass it. So I took time away from the family. I didn't believe, but I was going through the process because I felt like I needed to do something, right? But then that second time, I had my mind made up, and I began to believe in myself, to saying that, you know what, I can become, you know, a real estate salesperson, right? And I remember going into this class with a different mindset. And when I went into this class with a different mindset, I took the accelerated route this time. I'm like, I'm not going through those 3 months again. So I took the accelerated route where I had to go like 4 weekends, right? I committed 4 weekends. And I remember going through that class, and because I put my mind to it, right, I began to believe that I could accomplish it. I began to put in the work because passing that class and that state test was no joke. I remember taking the time to write out index cards. I had about 500 index cards in which I would sit there and I would test myself. I'd be sitting at lights and I would test myself because I began to believe and I began to dedicate myself to that goal, to that mission. And guess what? I went in there, I passed the class. I immediately took the state test. I passed the state test, but I didn't stop there. Sometimes common things in life, and we stop and we think that we have taken everything back, but God is saying another level, next level. And so I remember immediately enrolling into the broker's class, right? And so as I immediately enrolled into the broker's class and committed myself, I dedicated myself, the goal, the mission, everything was clear. I went through the process of going through that course. I ended up with my broker's license. So, you know, I said all that to say it started with belief. It started with me making a decision to dedicate. It started with me understanding that there's a process. It started with me realizing that there was some work that I had to put in. There was a lot of sacrifice during that time. You remember that sacrifice? Because you were traveling. You were on the road, so it wasn't even easy. We had our kids. I had a young baby. But you know what? I literally was able to work around the situation, work around the things that most people would call and consider to be a challenge that would take them off the game. And I was able to balance that thing to where I was able to shut some things out and to commit to dedicate in order to accomplish those goals.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So all of these words come into play, you know, dedication, you know, commitment, persistence, and absolutely being consistent in what you're doing to achieve that dream.
Right.
You know, and you had a passion for it at the time. And, you know, one thing I can say is that passion and purpose kind of always line up.
Right, they do.
You know, you may not always drive the same vehicle, just like you're going to switch out of one vehicle to get to the latest vehicle,
right?
You know, typically. But passion always is contiguous with purpose. So the purpose that you have is fed by your passion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're moving down the road, Pam May, at that point, her passion is helping people. Right?
Right.
So she wanted to help people get into houses.
Right.
Right. And at the same time, she wanted to make some money.
Right.
Right. And, you know, her passion for people continued itself throughout life. So she's still on track of her purpose. Even when she didn't know she was on track.
I didn't know that was
still on track.
Right.
Right. So it's funny how it all happens. But at the end of the day, when you really think about how things happen in life, you always kind of gravitate towards your purpose, right? Even if you don't know it sometimes, you gravitate towards it because there's that thing that you're passionate about.
Right.
And Pam is passionate about, you know, about helping people. And so no matter how you do it, you're going to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So now here you are at, you know, 50, you're 51 now?
No.
Okay. So she's at 50.
I am 50.
I'm 50. Like that makes
I stopped counting. So I'll be 50 again on June 6th.
Here comes the lie.
2020. No.
This is where the lie. Right? So Pam is now.
Let me tell y'all, I stayed 29 for so long to where I actually forgot how old I really was. Remember that? I was 29.
I did.
29.
Yeah,
I actually forgot how old I was. Real talk.
Hey, y'all stop lying to yourself. But when she actually was on the right track and you know, living in her purpose, helping people. Guys, even back then, she wanted to turn that passion into a profit as well. And that's what people are really trying to do.
Well, that's what a lot of times people don't know how to do.
Right. You want to turn that passion into profit.
Right.
And in order to turn that passion into profit, you first have to embrace the thing that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start embracing that thing, now, even at the stage you're in, here's what we're going to start talking about, because we're talking about retraining. We're talking about, you know, just you are right now, taking notes, accountability on where you are. And I'm talking about being realistic with yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about saying you're 29 for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
okay? This is the moment in your life. This is the moment in your life where you take that one moment and say, man, I'm going to be real with myself. You're going to say, man, you look in the mirror and you're going to be like, man, I need to do something with myself physically, mentally. I'm not doing personal development. I need to read more books. I need to listen to more audio. Yeah, I need to do some things mentally. Just you know, Nate, get it together. Do what you're supposed to do. Look, I need to lose some weight. I need to start taking, you know, something, putting something in my body that my future body is gonna be proud of me for. I just need to all of a sudden start getting some traction. So now you reassess your life. And when you reassess, because remember, guys, you dreamed initially based on who you were and who you expected yourself to become, right? That was your initial dream. Now, when you really think about it, now I'm talking to somebody out there because somebody is going to be real with themselves today, right? Somebody is going to be 100 and somebody's going to say, man, you know what? I've missed it for 10, 15, 20 years. I've missed it. And I need to actually be 100 with myself. And I need to reassess, stop worrying about who's on the outside looking in and deal with what's happening on the inside and be willing to go through that process. Be willing to go through the process. This is where guys, I'm telling you, this is where most people miss it or they lose it, right? Because people feel like they're behind the power curve and they don't think they have time. Take, I'm 50, 51. Right, if I would have said I was 50, she would have quickly said, no, you're 51, right? So she's my counter. So I'm 51 years old. There are some things that I didn't do in my life that I wanted to do.
Right.
Now I got to pull out the pen and paper, and I got to reassess where I am and what I need to do to put myself back on track to get where I need to be. Where I want to be, right? Where I wanted to be back then may not be where I want to be right now,
right?
Dreams kind of ebb and flow, right? So now at 50, right? And some of you may be 50, some of you may be 30, right? Some of you may have just graduated college and you're not even remotely doing the job that you thought you would be doing. Now it's time to reassess and redream. Once you write it down on paper, I don't care if you write it down or type it. Most people say that there's a connection between the hand and the brain.
Right.
Whatever you're doing with your hands, you physically do it, it attaches itself here. So I don't care what you do, write it down, type it up. Now that you know it, you know the vision, you've made it plain, you see it, now you can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You can re-dream during the daytime.
Right.
You can re-dream when you go to sleep. Now you don't have those dreams where you feel like you're constantly running and now you feel like you can't run fast enough.
Right.
The enemy's always right there about to grab you, wake up in a cold sweat, right? Now you can have productive dreams because you go to bed with some realistic goals and a realistic vision for where you are. I'm not telling you to dummy down, okay? It's not what I'm telling you. I'm still telling you to dream big.
Right, you have
dream
to.
Dream big.
In that big dream, there's some little dreams that's going to accomplish you getting to that big dream. That's just like you have that big goal. But, you know, there's got to be some little goals, some areas that you have to continue to step upon in order to accomplish that big goal. So if anything's about stepping stones, just like with the process. That's a part of the process. And so when you understand that and you're willing to dedicate yourself to that thing, understanding that, you know, it's not going to be easy, you know, that there's going to be some things that you have to stretch yourself through. You got to grow through. You got to get out of the comfort you know, really understanding that it's going to take more of you in order to become the very thing that you want to be, in order to have the things that you want to see, you know, happen in your life. So it's going to require something. And many times that's what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But that requirement that we're not willing to give, but requirement means it's required. It's not going to happen. You know, God cannot manifest things in our life unless we take the time to plant the seed, okay? So we're not planting. He's not going to water. So we got to take some action. We got to do the work. We got to get down in the dirt to grind and, you know, get on the grind in order to now begin to see the watering of the seed that we're now putting in the ground. But if we never take the time to dig up the dirt, we never take the time to allow ourselves to get dirty, we never take the time to plant the seeds, then there's nothing to water and there's nothing to grow. So therefore, the dream never becomes a reality because the work was never put in. So we can redream the dream, but if we're not willing to get up and stop dreaming, okay, and I mean as far as not forgetting the dream, but not just sit there and dream. You
right.
got to go to work, okay?
Just visualize
right.
your way.
You can visualize all you want. But if there is no action, no work put in, no grind put in, no sacrifice put in, none of that, belief put in, first and foremost, then nothing is going to happen. And so, we have to realize that we can do and become all things, but we have to be willing to put in the work that's necessary in order to get those things.
And I think that's where people, because we're speaking from experience. And as we always say on this show, guys, we just let you guys in on our conversations that we have typically because, we believe that if we go through it, somebody else is getting ready to go through it. So
right.
why not help? And we've had our moments where we, you stop dreaming. You get discouraged. You really do because you don't think you're going to capture that dream.
Right. But it's not happening.
It's not because it's not happening. And you're timing. And all it is maybe your timing is off a little bit. It's no different than a receiver and a quarterback. You got to learn how to get in sync with the quarterback, which is God. And now you have to learn how to run the routes that you both know you're supposed to run. And when you run that route, then the ball's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little getting in sync. So don't beat yourself up, but instead reassess where you are, right? And now you can start redreaming. And there are so many people, Pam, that want things just to happen overnight. And I said in a post this morning on the Grind, I said, 99.9% of the things that you want in life won't just fall into your lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always that 1% of things that happen to people. Somebody hits the lottery and all of a sudden they're rich beyond measure.
Not for long.
Because they don't have the foundation.
They don't know, right. No,
right?
Foundation.
So when that happens, you have to realize that that's not me and you can't look for it that way. You can't
mm-hmm.
live a lottery life.
Right.
But so you have to put the work in. As Pam said, you have to take the action to get the traction.
Mm-hmm.
And most people aren't willing to take that action. But this show is dedicated to telling you guys that right now you can start where you are and get to where you want to be. You just got to reassess and reaffirm your dreams. Right. And I'm not talking about reaffirm and then just reaffirm and then reaffirm again and keep reaffirming. And just seek affirmation.
Reaffirm that thing next month.
Last person that actually spoke anything into existence.
Third quarter again.
Right. Last person that ever spoke anything into existence is God. So I don't think we can speak anything into existence. Right. We have to put the action to it. So I want you guys to think about the thing right now, or the things right now that you want the most in life. Really think about them. And I don't care. It could be from a new car, a new house. It could be from a new body. It could be from a new mindset. I don't care what it is,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we don't rule anything out.
Right.
There's a big list of things. But whatever that thing is or those things are, you concentrate and you meditate on those things, right? And you sit there and don't deliberate over them, but you concentrate on them. And when you concentrate on them, you get to that point where you realize that, okay, I have the picture in my mind. Now let me go out and do it. It's like that puzzle that you want to put together, right? It could be a 1,000-piece puzzle. You look at that puzzle and you empty all the pieces out of the box. You're like, man, it's discouraging.
Right.
Right.
I
know,
like,
my mom used to do those puzzles.
Goodness.
She used to empty all these pieces on the table, and say, y'all come help me put this puzzle together. I'd be like, this lady crazy.
Right. All
I'd
the people
like,
looking.
We'd all be sneaking out when she opened up the box. We'd be sneaking out. And she put all these pieces on the table, and she would sit there, and she would put that box in front of her, and she would see what the picture looks like, and then she would start putting those puzzle pieces together.
That's good.
But if she didn't have that box in front of her,
that vision
of what it's going to be,
wow,
then she would have never put that puzzle together. And I can't tell you how many puzzles my mom put together, right? She would put those puzzles together,
wow,
right? And she would do one of two things, right? Blew my mind. She would either take some clear glue, some regular Elmer's type clear glue and roll over top of over top or behind it and let it dry, and she's got a picture.
Mm.
And then one day I saw her do something that blew my mind. When she finished the puzzle, I woke up the next morning and I saw the puzzle. I'm like, wow, she finished the puzzle. And we went to school, came home the next day, the puzzle was sitting in a pile again.
Wow.
Same puzzle. And she started to put the puzzle together again.
Wow.
So life is all about just dreaming and keeping the vision in front of you. And we're here to tell you right now, guys, to keep the vision in front of you, because if you don't, then guess what? People will talk you out of it all day long. And then on the next show on Friday, fam, we're going to talk about, the law of attraction on Friday.
That's
good. We're going to dig into that. And it's going to be a great show as always. But, you know, I think people in life, they don't understand how much energy means.
Right.
Right? You don't understand how much energy plays a vital part in your life. And I'm not talking about controlling anybody else's energy. I'm talking about your energy.
Right.
Because the only thing that you can fix, the only thing that can change is what you control.
Right.
So if you control it, then you have the ability to actually change it, which is why most people want to try to control people, right? Because if you can get people in your control, then you can change them not into the thing that they want to be,
right?
Not into the thing that they need to be, but you can change them into the thing that you want to need them.
Right, that's true.
Right?
That's right. That's why you have to be careful with that.
It doesn't always align with where you're going, right?
Right.
So never give anybody that control. Always keep that control. And as you can change it, because remember, God always speaks to you first.
Absolutely.
Speaks to you first, right? All you have to do is listen. You have the same ears that anybody else has. Don't depend on anybody to hear from God for you, right?
I almost went there with the church.
Right. See, now you're going to be the bad guy today. If you place that much emphasis on hearing what God has for your life, then get it firsthand.
Because we've been there, done that. Okay, many times people don't realize Nate and I have been everything in ministry, like for real. Okay. We've said it before. Nate's been preaching leader, not me. I can't sing. All right, D can.
Well, she was on the over, team. Go
well, I was over the children's ministry. Children's ministry. Literally, what else? We did the singles, the married, all of this, right? But I can tell you one of the things, when you begin to listen to what God is telling you, you understand for real, because even in being in ministry, okay, you see some things. Right? Yeah, you start to realize some things, okay, that's happening in the church. But I can tell you, I'm just saying, I'm just going to leave it right here. You got to know for real, discernment is everything. All right? You have to put yourself in a position to where you can listen to what God is telling you to do, because can nobody come tell you anything that God won't tell you first? It's supposed to bring confirmation, y'all. We used to have pastors come up to talk about God said that the church need to give their check this week.
Hold on, we have some technical difficulties. I'm sorry, but Nate and I have been through this. Y'all don't see me. The Lord said that y'all need to give your check this week.
But this is the next. And we would be the ones. We would be the ones, y'all, for real, that we stood out, because we was like, I'm sorry, but God didn't tell us that. Okay, so if everybody else want to go on and get their food money, their rent money and everything else in order to do this, I'm sorry. He didn't tell us that. And they didn't know how to take us, for real. So we spoke up, and guess what? They didn't know how to take us, and they left us alone. And so therefore, people would see that in us, because we weren't the ones running up behind and doing this and doing things. If it didn't sit right in our spirit, if God wasn't bringing, if confirmation, if that man didn't bring confirmation to what God told us to do, we wouldn't do it. So I'm sorry. I don't know how I went there today. Somebody.
Ooh, that was fire. You're too late now. You didn't just put a hole in the lid. You took the lid off and kicked the jaw over.
Confirmation.
That's all right,
if
though.
If God don't tell you to do it first,
that's what we
listen.
Do.
Confirmation.
So we got to that point because we were talking about, you know, changing, controlling your center, changing, you know, you focus on you.
That's right.
If you focus on you, right. Yo, all right. See, don't get me going. But anyway, you know, when you focus on changing you, then you'll find the right people will start to follow you. Because I'm going to tell you something. The reason why we don't talk about stuff like that a lot is because not everybody's ready for that change. A person has to be ready for that change in their own timing. So
right.
when you start talking about it, then the right people hear it at the right time.
Right.
You know, but most people aren't ready for that change. And to be honest with you, you know, most people won't be. But that is what it is. And, you know, all you can do in life, it's the same thing that Pam and I do. We just live the life that God tells us to live, and that's it. And we don't do anything contrary to that. So, you know.
Right, and nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Sometimes we don't listen. And when we don't listen, there's
the
price that we're going to pay. And we understand that. There's been many things that we've done, you know, that we didn't listen to what God is telling us to do. And trust and unbelief, we pay the price. But thank God that we serve a God of grace and mercy that's fresh and new every single day. So therefore, we have another opportunity to get it right. And that's a beautiful thing about life and the God that we serve. So, yeah, we all gonna mess up. That's why, you know, we got to realize he gives us a choice. So anytime you're put in a position to where you don't have a choice, you've lost control, that's not a good situation.
Right.
Okay? That's called bondage. All right. And so, therefore, you have to realize that you got the right to get yourself out of that bondage because God doesn't try to put us in bondage. He gives us freedom, to be who we want, choices, knowing that, you know what, he instills in us the things that we need to do, but he's going to allow us to go through life and to make the choices that we feel we need to make. There's always going to be a price to pay if it's not the right one.
So let me put the disclaimer on this, so just so you guys understand what's being said. It's not what the show is about, but it's always great to go. We can talk about this like we talk about anything else. But here's the reality: nobody's telling you to stop going to the building that the church.
Oh goes. No!
Nobody's saying that, okay? But all we're telling you guys is we're not anti-church building.
No.
Okay. But what I am telling you is that what we're both saying is about have your own personal relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's all a part of you redreaming and reassessing.
Right.
Because you don't know your direction in life, right? Until you get a one-on-one relationship with your creator.
Absolutely.
Once you get that one-on-one relationship, anything outside of that is confirmation. And that's what keeps you in control. That's what keeps your hand at 10 and 2 on the wheel, right? I know a lot of us like to drive something. I like to get my drive on, get my lean on. I got one hand on the wheel, right? But being in direct communication with the sources it gets you is that you've always got constant control over your life, and there's a direct connect. And what a lot of people do, Pam, is that they will actually second guess. They'll second guess what they just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. That's a common thing.
Right.
When you second guess it, because most of the time we have an idea of where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But God's idea of where we need to go is a lot of times different.
Right.
Right. So when those two are not contiguous, this is typically the comfortable thing that we want to do. The thing that God is telling us to do is typically the uncomfortable thing.
Right. Always.
So in order for us to believe that we're supposed to do the uncomfortable thing, we need confirmation sometimes. Right. So you've got two things on the table. This is what I want to do. This is what I need to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is typically you, and this is typically God. So now what the other person is, and here's the thing, guys, it doesn't always have to be, you know, nothing against pastors, and even my best friend, bishop, okay? Nothing against pastors, bishops, cardinals, I don't care what you are. People are people. God infills people. So I know about the fivefold ministry and all of that, but anybody can bring you confirmation, right? Confirmation can come from different places, different people. And if it lines up, if somebody tells you that, you know, if you woke up saying the sky is orange today and it's going to rain, and God is saying, no, the sky is blue today, it's going to rain. And somebody walk outside and say, like, oh, it's a beautiful sky today. It's not going to rain today. You might say, oh, okay, well, it is a beautiful day today. It's bright and shiny. I was wrong, right? That's confirmation at the simplest level, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you always want somebody to bring you confirmation spiritually that has that same type of relationship that you have,
mm-hmm.
right? So you always go to the people. That's why pastors and bishops, they're so, I guess, popular when it comes to that, because, you know, everybody sees them as having that one-on-one relationship, And a lot of them saying, I've got it for you and I'll give it to you. But the good ones are saying, I've got mine, let me help you get yours, right?
Right.
And I can help you with confirmation, right?
Right?
And at the same time, you can help with confirmation here too. So it's a give-take relationship. And I want you guys to really understand how that works, because anything that we say on this show from a spiritual perspective is never lashing out at a stereotypical pastor or stereotypical bishop, whoever you are, a man or woman of the cloth, never stereotyping anybody, because,
right,
you know, it would, in anything that you do, there's good and there's bad,
there,
right? Yeah, so you guys got to understand that. For those of you that get offended by that, then maybe you need to check your level of growth and understand that there's always good and there's always evil,
right?
Right? So you have to be able to discern which is which.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So guys, we're telling you on the show this morning to redream.
Redream.
You know, get back in the game, reassess where you know you want to go,
mm-hmm,
and then start where you are and do the things that you need to do to get back in the game, to get back on track, to get back in alignment and control your center and understand, okay, now I'm in control this time around. I'm not giving anybody control of my center, right? And now I only want people here that are going to help me move this forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is God will start to put those people in your path. And then you'll notice that your destination is now, it's more tolerable. Now I think I can do that.
Right.
Now you've got realistic goals based on who you are right now and who you see yourself becoming, because now you're not telling yourself now at 50 years old that you want to be the heavyweight champion of the world, you know, in boxing. You're probably going to go in there and get knocked out, right? To be real, right? So that's the absolute truth, right? And I know there's somebody that's going to hear us be like, 150, I think I can be the heavyweight champion. More power to you. Go knock that thing out. If that's what you believe, do it. I just don't want to watch the fight. But anyway, man, redream, man. Be realistic with your goals. You know, put the vision in front of you. Make it plain. And know where you want to go. And here's one of the most important things that Pam and I will ever tell you guys. Okay. Most people dream. Most people visualize what they want. Here's where they miss it. They don't recognize the vehicles that are put in their path to get there.
Right.
So many people pass up different vehicles to get where they need to be.
Right.
And just like any vehicle, one vehicle throughout your lifetime won't get you there. You're going to find different vehicles that you need to take, but you only find those vehicles parked on the road to your purpose.
That's good. That's real good. You're right. So therefore, stop passing over opportunity repeatedly. That poor mindset that many people can have, because you're right, opportunity can be right there in your face. And many times it's that fear, it's that lack of belief, that where it all starts, that encompasses everything, as we talked about earlier in the show, that literally stops you from recognizing the different vehicles that God will put in your path. And just like Meg said, those vehicles that you have to get into, that's now going to allow you to continue to go from level to level to level. Those vehicles are going to be the vehicles that line up with your purpose. Anything that does not line up with your purpose is not the vehicle for you. But you have to be able to recognize, you have to be able to have a level of discernment to understanding and knowing when God is putting certain things in your path for you to grab a hold of them and to move forward in them, and to push that pedal all the way to the floor to get in and to drive that vehicle at its maximum capacity, to not look back, to understand that there's going to be some bumps that you got to go over, some hills that you're going to have to go up and come down, some turns that you're going to have to exit and come back onto. But you got to understand that you're in that vehicle for a purpose. Do what you're supposed to do with that vehicle until it's time for an upgrade, until it's time for you to get that next vehicle. And when you get that next vehicle, don't stop. You got to get in. You got to turn the key. You got to push that pedal all the way to the floor and keep on driving.
You know what they said? You remember the song by TLC?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Right.
stick to the thing. It's like stick to the rivers and the lakes that you use.
Right. Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something. When I heard that song for the first time, I understood it, but then I didn't understand it. So I'm gonna tell you something. This is the time in your life when you need to go chasing waterfalls. You need don't stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. You need to take some risk in your life. Do something different, okay, in order to have something different. But chase the waterfalls and stay out of the rivers and the lakes that you've been in because they've gotten you where you are right now, okay? Get out, do something different. Chase those waterfalls that are on the path to your purpose. I'm going to say that again. Chase those waterfalls that are on the path to your purpose because you've now found your passion, your passion. Right? So, guys, we keep talking about this road, this road. Some of y'all got a whole bunch of different roads that you're traveling down, but you have to find the right road. And once you find the right road, guys, you're going to see all sorts of waterfalls on that path. Those are the ones you want to chase. Those are the ones you want to jump off of. And I promise you, like my man Steve Harvey say, your parachute's going to open.
Mm-hmm.
Close us out, Pam.
Well, I mean, that's all we got. We doing the dream. Because it's not too late. Never allow anything or anyone that you feel like it's too late. Know your purpose. Walk in your purpose. Get up every day and understand that you got what it takes in order for you to manifest your dream. If God allows you to dream it one time, don't let it go. Redream that dream and realize that, you know what, the best is yet to come. Just understand that you got to put in the work. Put in the work because no dream is going to become your reality without you getting up every day and understanding that there's certain things that you got to do. All right, there's a process that you have to embrace. You got to be able to practice the principles in order to participate in the promise. So realize that the promise is to each and every one of them. All of his promises are yes and amen. So we just got to get up every day, keep on fighting, knowing that the battle is already won, and now get up and understand that our purpose is not about us. So there's lives that you're called to impact. So every day that you sleep on your purpose, every day that you decide not to move, not to walk, that there's somebody dependent upon you. So what are you going to do every day in order to make sure that you're going out to make your dream a reality? Because attached to your dreams, there's some other little dreams, some other people that's going to begin to believe, some other people that are going to get up every day and to begin to fight because you made a decision to not fall by the wayside. You made a decision to not quit. You made a decision to get into that vehicle to recognize opportunity in order for your dream to become your reality. So thank you so much for joining us on The Grind this morning, this Tuesday morning. It is February. Don't miss it. You want to tune back in. Join us. We got a new day on Friday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be back on The Grind, and we're going to be talking about, what was that subject again?
Law of Attraction.